Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Papa Chidume will be around very soon. Let me just be a forerunner to what he has to do here today. What a wonderful message this morning. I called somebody, a son of the house, and he said he was watching and he had to watch another message from another place, he fellowships in Lagos. And so he said the same message that was preached here was the same message that the other pastor preached. It was a revival and a reformation message. And this morning, after the meeting, I just got to remember something again that I normally say. Revival starts at the bottom, but reformation or culture is shaped at the top. If we can get a lot of people that will light up the fires of revival, then God will send somebody up there who will become a father to the reformation. Let nobody deceive you. Let nobody tell you that your prayers do not work. Let nobody shame you because that you can hear the voice of God. Let nobody tell you. You see, when you were talking about Benin just now, it seems as if you are not careful and you say you are living Benin, it's as if there is shame on you. Has it happened to you?
Yes.
They say, Benin. Is it Benin? And I tell people that care to know. I tell people that care to know. We will give people jobs all over Nigeria. Here. Oh, you didn't. You know why you only shout a good amen? Because some of you are saying, me, I don't even have a job now. Not to talk of that. We are going to give. You see, until you declare it, you can never see it. We need a lot of people that will declare what God is saying. If you watch, go and watch the video of a lover that wants to change into a caterpillar, or a caterpillar that wants to change into a butterfly. The cocoon that he goes into is produced from his mouth. Can I say again? The caterpillar has a different DNA than a butterfly. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. The caterpillar has a different DNA than a butterfly. Two different DNA. He goes into his cocoon. He produces him out. He said, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and accept, holy. Present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Be born again. Surrender to him because of what he has done to you. The next thing he said, verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. That means that the world has a pattern. That means that there are people who have programmed this world into a pattern. And let me tell you, you are supposed to be a programmer. You are supposed to be a programmer. You are not supposed to be a user of a program. As a believer, you are supposed to be a son that will program the nation. And that's what the Bible tells you is a remnant. Isaiah chapter 61. It's the remnant that will do it. It's not the majority. The people that write the program for Hollywood are just 200 men. Speaking about the sons of Issachar, they were 200 men. They understood the times and the season and what Israel ought to do. They were the program writers. The people that write programs are fewer than the ones that use them. In this year of stretch, you must propose in your heart to move from being a user of a program to be a programmer. Oh, you didn't get it. You must propose in your heart not to be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be renewed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformation does not start with so much information. Transformation starts, it said, behold and becoming. The more you behold him, the more you become like him. It's the beholding of his glory. And I always tell people, people say, oh, I don't have money. And I tell them one thing, it became a revelation to me. Where the glory is, the gold is there. Cultivate the presence of God and see whether the glory will not be there. When the presence of God came and it walked over Israel, over the land of Egypt, they went to borrow from people who were crying. And they have never returned that money again. The reason why money is running away from us is that we have not dealt with money in our heart. We are so afraid of money. We are afraid of losing money. And so we must get to that level where we must stay and say, I am a programmer. You need to find your song this year. You need to find your voice this year. You cannot be crowded by the voices of the programmers who are programming wrongly. You want to make a nation go in a certain way, raise up some creatives. Let them make those things in clothes. Let them write it in drama. Let them put it in poem. Let them put it in things that people see, in TV, in everything. So goes the creative, so goes the nation. The reason why you are afraid of the devil is not because you think the devil is... So many home videos, you are packed, speaking about the efficacy of the devil. How one curse enter a village, and one juju enter a village and kill everybody. And every time you watch a movie, your brain does not tell you it's a movie, it tells you it's reality. And so when things are not going on well, you must understand that it's time for us to get to that level where we must now turn to programmers. There will be creatives that will be released in this program, in this event, in these 8 days. Some people will enter into their purpose. My friend, Joel Thurman, was saying in the School of Creativity, a pastor in San Diego, two statements he made I can never forget. One of the statements he made is that if you are in your comfort zone, you have taken the job of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is supposed to be your comforter. So what are you doing in your comfort zone? He made another statement. Very instructive. He said, all things work together for the good of them who love him. To them who are called according to his purpose. You don't have a purpose. So when people begin to speak, all things work together for the good of them that love him. You are trying to speak, you stop there. Move further. Things work together for the good of them that have accepted his purpose. His own purpose. Not your own. Not the one you saw. So the question is this. Who are the programmers? Are you here? It's time for us to start writing programs again. There are movie scripts in heaven that has never been acted. There are poems that have never been said. There are songs that have never been written. We must be in the place of hosting his presence. You can never be joyful by the happenings around you. Joy is not dependent on happenings. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Sing, O barren. I am not fruitful. You said I should rejoice. Why? I have not eaten. You said I should sing. Things are not working out well for me. You said that by his stripes I am healed. You said his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Which weakness? I'm already weak. I even need the strength I cannot find. Two opposite emotions. You can never charge your way into a new day. You sing your way into it. What God has told you 2 years ago, keep on repeating it until it moves from your spirit to your mind. That's why I was sitting down listening to testimonies. Because every testimony I hear, my brain does not record that it's somebody's own. My brain tells me it has happened, that it's reality. So when I'm praying for somebody tomorrow, who says I don't have a job, but God told me to come to Benin, what enters my mind is that somebody told me and shared a testimony that God told him to come to Benin and things was well. This is not the first time, this is not the second time, this is not the third time I'm hearing. I've seen people, it's not practical, it's not because they were connected to anybody, that they heard the voice of God and came. So when I'm praying for that person as a pastor and the person comes, this is what the Lord told me. So when I'm praying and declaring, I'm not praying and saying, Lord, help. No. Because if your brain does not connect to that, your prayer will not be powerful. And so when I want to pray for somebody who is sick, who is having problems, something will tell you, does it happen? How is it possible? But you see, my memory bank, we start scanning. Where are the testimonies? This year, you must write testimonies, not only your own. You must listen to testimonies. The Bible said the children of Ephraim went back because they forgot their testimonies. They forgot what God has done for them in the past. We must recollect. We must recollect back. I told them, if it can happen and there's a free, fair election, there's violent free election in Edo State. I don't want to say free, I'm not there. Violent free. At least I'm sure of that. Am I making myself clear? Because I'm not the one to say it. It's the people that did it that we should declare it. I'm a pastor. But I know there was no violence. No. What was prophesied was not done. We saw security people say it. If it can happen here, then it can happen in Ondo State. Yeah. And you know the funniest thing is that I'm connected with Edo and Ondo State. Spent my secondary school years in Ondo State. I was born here. I studied outside Edo State in my second year in Ondo State. Every other part, I'm in Edo State. My primary school, Edo State. University, NYC, married, ministry. For Benin. Children. Why? People have called me. My primary school people have called me. I'm in a WhatsApp group with my primary school people. I don't know how I found myself there, but I'm there. And we're just knowing ourselves. Although you don't recall, let's suppose, yeah, I know you, I don't know you, but at least three people knows you, then you are with us. And one of them asked me, called me all the way from London. Say, are you? I thought you were in Lagos. I said, no. I'm in Benin. According to his purpose. According to his purpose. Even in my corporate world, Benin, I remember one time they told me when I was doing an interview for a bank, he said, the way you are talking, you look. What if we transfer you? I say I will resign. I was so sure of where I was supposed to be. Every assignment has a place. Every assignment has a place. Every assignment has a place. And we need to get to that level where I will say, even if he slays me, yet will I wait for him. Because I know my Redeemer lives. So every day of this year, I will sing a new song. I will ask God for a song. If I can't find one, I will take from them. If somebody is singing, it becomes my own. And you know what? Those song is not recordable. Because it has no key. But God enjoys it. And we must learn to do that spontaneous song. We must get to that level where we say, I'm a programmer. I believe God that in these 8 days, many people will be activated from being a program user to a programmer. You see, one of the things that God will use to promote many people here today, many people early, is for you to write programs and not looking for reward. It's for you to serve society. I remember many years ago, our team, Pastor Tony was with us that day. We met with a civil commissioner of the state. It was in education then. And we sat down, we brought out a proposal. And what was the proposal? To train all the teachers in Edo State. We're going to bring people. They say how much? You say it's for free. Did you not read in your Bible, you shall lend to nations? And not borrow. You have to move from the mentality that money is not wealth. There is riches there, but they are true riches. It's the one that giveth the power to make wealth. If you must be a true programmer. And I can tell you, it was clearly demonstrated by people that don't even know. Sergey Brin and Larry Page, that formed Google. They did it purposely for the sole purpose to help you to search the internet, not for profit. But today, if everything that you want to do for people is always reduced to naira and kobo, I assure you, when they want to deliberate on those that reform society, you will never be called. Because you have told yourself you are a program user. He said, do you mean we will not make money? No, that's not what I'm saying. Serve and see whether you will make money. I've told people before, it's time for us to understand that my heart transformation is God's own, but my mind transformation is my own. I must start using the information I'm getting in my spirit to train my brain. That is possible. You know, there are some things you will know, it hits you as a revelation. Huh? But in your mind, it's far. What I want you to do is to keep it. Cultivate it. Don't speak against it. Nurture it. Talk about it. Turn it to a song. There are some things I said many years ago. I said it out of the moment. But now I'm now seeing how to walk about it practically. You heard what that man said. He said, so you won't take Iyego Hospital. Came out from his spirit. It is what wired his thinking. If it didn't come from the school of supernatural. You know, sometimes we tell you, in this year, train your spirit man more than you train your physical man. Because my wife was preaching today. He made a statement. He said, in your spirit man, everything is complete. He has given us all spiritual blessing that pertains to life and godliness. But it's in the spirit realm. Your healing has been paid for, but you are sick in your body. How do I bring about the manifestation of it? I need to plug my mind into what God has said. One of the things I do is to listen to my prophetic words every time. I write it down. I want to put it. Say, put it on your doorpost. Tie it on your hand. You can do that now very well. Your phone has wallpaper. You can put a frame. Some people think it's written now. No. That's how it was written. Might be a picture that you can frame. Put it there. Put your prophetic word every time before you. When you are down and out, listen to it. So when somebody is praying for you and it's a kairos moment, bring out your phone. That's why God gave you that. Record it. Because some people will pray over you what they cannot cancel you. And so, let's get to the point where we get to the place where we start renewing our minds this year. You see, the theme of stretch, the theme stretch, it said, enlarge, stretch out the place, enlarge your tent. Put up Isaiah 54. It didn't say God will do it for you, but he will help you. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your sticks. What is it? What is strengthening your sticks? In other words, after doing all to stand, stay there. Because it's the sticks that will hold the tent. This is not the time to start dancing up and down. Enlarge the place of your tent. It says sing, because as you are singing, increase is coming. So what will happen is that get ready for the increase. And how do I get ready for the increase? I need to expand my mind. I need to look at what God has said to me. Then I will use it to reprogram my mind. If you say increase is coming, how am I prepared? Do you know you do more work in harvest time than in planting? I've done a little bit of farming. To carry the seeds to the farm is not the one. When you are bringing the tuber of yams. So there's more work in harvest time. There's work in planting, no? There's more work in harvest time because, you see, the spoils. Is there. And so, how do I stretch out my tents? I won't do for you what you should do for yourself as your pastor. The coach will coach you how to play football, but will not play for you. If I do for you what you are supposed to do for yourself, it's called idolatry. And many believers want that. Fast for me. But when you are going to take critical decision in the marketplace where upper men are seated, your pastor is not there. You will get scared because you don't have spiritual backbone. And that's what my wife was talking about, developing the backbone for stretch. Where somebody will tell you face to face, you go see. If you are not careful, you will jump outside and say, Pastor. Because that's what we think. Why do you need a pastor? When you call your pastor, he should remind you your prophetic word. Go back to that meeting and tell the person, the lines are falling for me in present places. Isaiah 54 verse 17, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up in judgment, you. Not your pastor, you. Because in the battle of the gods, the one that has the last say is the one that wins. And it's by words. Somebody can speak to you now and fear will come. You will leave this hall. It's words. Let the meditations of my heart and the word of my mouth. I must tell you that this year, you must stretch in the place of your prayer room, in the place of intercession. It's the year, you can get my message that I talked about, the year of 5781, the prophetic significance of 5781. We have come into the decade of pay. 5780s is the decade of the mouth. The 5770s was the decade of the eyes. What we saw in the last decade is what we should be speaking now. What if you did not see? And now, we have to wear a mask. If you are not careful, I'm not saying not to wear a mask. If you are not careful, what happens in the physical can enter the spiritual. The Bible says first the physical, then the spiritual.
You might close your mouth physically and even in the realm of the spirit, close it. Because you have three mouths. You have the physical, you have the realm of the soul, and the realm of the spirit. Three mouths. And the number one is the what is called Aleph. Aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew numeral. It's a silent letter. This year, we must decide to hear more and speak less. And it's in the place of prayer you hear more. He said, go to the widow of Zarephath, for I have commanded her. We heard this testimony, all the testimony, and the Holy Spirit told me. And the Holy Spirit told me. I thank God for teaching, but the best teacher is the Holy Spirit. The Bible is a closed book apart from the Holy Spirit. And so we must get to that level where this is the year where you have deep connection with Him. You see, sometimes when I'm praying, some of you think that is this thing. Sometimes I feel sleepy. Sometimes I sleep in the Lord. Sometimes I just get to have to stand up from my bed and be pacing around because you can't be sleeping because you can't fall. You can't be sleeping and walking at the same time. It's just to get to that level where I must pray in the spirit. Women, allow your husband to love God and to love you first. Let your husband love God first. He will love you, don't worry. What will he give to you when he doesn't have to give? He has not encountered love. You want him to give you love. One of the things you must stay as a wife is to look at whether your husband is praying. If he's not praying, there's a problem. I'm not talking about those outside the kingdom, because those outside the kingdom understand some principles. They don't joke with it. So it's a year of Aleph. It's the year where you'll be tempted in two fronts. Where the devil will tempt you to speak when you are not supposed to speak. And also, on the other realm, when you are supposed to be silent, God wants you to be silent, but you want to speak. Two realms. You say, how do I pray? Pray. You say, what if I pray and miss? When you pray and miss, sooner or later you start praying. Well, I'm telling you. It's a time for deep intercession. You say, how do I start? Start with 5 minutes. How did you start smoking a packet of cigarette then? No, half me there. Let me draw. That's how I started. Is that habit of the word you're transformed, habit of prayer. In the place of prayer, you are being transformed. God is taking some things out of you and putting some things into you. Your mind is stretching. So that the day you go out there, somebody gives you a proposal, and you are a businessman, gives you a prince a proposal, you will know in your spirit, this is for me, but I don't have the technical skill, but something is telling you, say yes. Because when you say yes, then I will show you what to do. But if that place is not there for you to have stretched, when they give you information, you say they want to kill me. I'm telling you. In the place of reading the word, in the place of prayer, in the place of just being a place of being generous. You know, some people tell me, say, Ty. I say, okay, it's Old Testament. Did God tell you if you practice in the new, you will die? And let me tell you, the people that always argue about tithing and being generous is that, ask them this question. This one you are telling me, how many percentage of your money do you give out? There's nobody that comes to argue with me and say, Pastor, this 10%, don't you think we should turn it to 30? 10 is too small. It's always how to reduce it and not to give at all. And in the Old Testament, it said 10%. In the New, it said all belongs to him. Grace always has a higher standard. There's a place of generosity in Proverbs chapter 11, 24 to 26. It said he will cost the person that withhold grain. That means that he put generosity in the place of your business. There are many of you are supposed to have expanded your business from 2 persons to 20 persons. From 2 persons to 20 persons as employees. You know what you are saying? I'm still a youth. You're not. In the place of empowering people, in Proverbs 11, it puts it as generosity. In place of doing business and selling grains to people, it says generosity. Generosity is one of the key where you need to expand. If you cannot give out 1 million, you can't receive it. You can't. Forget it. If you can't walk away from it, you can't walk into it. This is the reason why many people compromise. They compromise because you see, the more you have, the more you should be generous. If not, you don't even have the capacity to receive. As long as the oil had barrels to give in, it didn't cease. 2 Kings chapter 4. But because the barrel was full now, the oil ceased. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. Rise on your feet. Under the sound of my voice. There are many of you that you need to expand your capacity, borrow barrels. It's not borrowing, it's called leverage. Borrow people's thought, their teaching. Borrow their patterns. Enlarge the way you think. I know you are in Benin, but even the pandemic has showed you now that the world is global. Has it not? There are people I wanted to bring to Nigeria since. They were supposed to come this year. But we have been having them talk to us without warning. Suddenly. I pray for you. You will have sudden favor.
Amen.
Sudden favor.
Amen.
Come on, receive it.
Amen.
Sudden favor.
Amen.
Everything has been working out from the decade of the eyes, bit by bit, line upon line, precepts upon precepts. Many of you have come into the year of convergence. There shall be sudden testimonies.
Amen.
Sudden men coming to speak for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare sudden financial flow.
Amen.
From trickles it will come to a flow.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is not a season where you need to hoard. No. I can tell you firsthand, the devil cannot tempt you to give. He said, how much are you supposed to give? I don't know. Start with the 10% first, so that it's the primary school level. He said, what if I don't have? There's nobody that doesn't have. Because God knows that it's seed that brings about harvest. So he declared in Corinthians, he gives seed to the sower and bread for food. Lift up your hands and just begin to pray. Lord, let me be a host of your glory this year. Where the glory is, That's where the gold is. May I host your presence this year effectively? Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. This is not a time for... I'll be a host. The Bible says that the dove came upon Jesus in the book of John when he went to be baptized. And the Bible said he remained. May my life be a host to your goodness. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. May my life be a host to your goodness, to your favor.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.